Jimmy Stewart here. Say, did you know you can get round about on the internet now? Amazing stuff. Well, why don't you log on and help those fine folks out? Just dial up the AOL, let your tap dancing fingers take you right to roundaboutshow.com and fill out their little survey. Well, I know you're busy and all, but it shouldn't take more than a minute of your time. Why, it goes by faster than the Greyhound at a racetrack. Well, what do you say, friend? Give it a shot, or I'll give you a knuckle sandwich. Not a man to be messing with here. Punch your lights out.
From the frozen tundra of the Twin Cities, I'm Joel Fetter.
Living the married life in Jacksonville, Florida, I'm Jeffrey Ross.
From the Roundabout Studios in Livonia, Michigan, I'm Craig Cole.
From Knoxville, Tennessee, I'm Zach Bowman.
Still on the line from the After Hours After Show, I'm Michelle Naranjo.
Also in the Roundabout Studios, I am not your host, Eric Tritko.
But I am still Emmy Award-winning producer, Ben Sanders. Hi, guys.
This is Roundabout.
That was funny.
Do you like that?
That was very good.
Welcome to Roundabout, episode number 32, our weekly chat covering car culture, vehicle reviews, and some of the auto news you may have missed.
Every week, we fry up a fresh batch of Roundabout for your enjoyment. Available in regular or extra vulgar, it's just as tender and juicy as ever, thanks to the secret family recipe. Seasoned with a blend of 11 memes and inside jokes, we guarantee that it's finger-licking good, or rather, ear-licking good. And why wouldn't it be? Colonel Slanders himself personally supervises the cooking process, because you just can't rush it. You've got to cook the cracklings till they float, or the gravy won't set. That's why it's important to start at least half an hour late. Whether you're a breast man like Zach, or into the dark meat like Michelle, Colonel Slanders is guaranteed to have exactly what you're looking for. And now, with 0 grams of trans fat per host. So salutations, everyone. I hope you've prepared your listening organs for the best damn podcast on the interwebs. This is Roundabout. Here we are. Episode 32, week number, roughly 50 that we've been doing this, Ben? Something like that? It's been a while. You know, been a while. And, of course, joining us on the line via Skype, we've got Zach Bowman himself from down in Knoxville. What's going on, Zach?
Right. I'm now starving after that intro and slightly aroused.
Gravy will do that. I know.
They still have Kenny Rogers roasters down there?
They used to. I think they either collapsed in on themselves like a bad artery or vanished from
that
the map. I don't know.
Like a bad artery, wouldn't it?
That place was so good. Oh, my God. Chicken.
Well, before this gets any more disturbing, Michelle, how are things out in Long Beach?
Going well.
So you survived the Fiesta launch, Michelle?
Barely.
Wow. I know Ford likes to crack the whip on their press events.
Yeah.
All you've got to say.
But Michelle got to hang out with Will Wheaton.
Who?
Really?
Wow.
Craig has no idea who that is.
Will? What? Who? What? He's from Star Trek. He played Wesley Crusher.
Brent
Spiner.
What's the movie where the kids are playing on the train tracks and they find the dead body?
Stand By Me.
Stand By Me.
Thank you.
Yeah, but now he's a married adult, and he was there hanging out with Scott Monty and looking at the Fiesta, and we had
and
Ken Block.
A washed-up child star?
Yeah, but he's actually an author now, and a successful one, so.
I doubt that.
So watch yourself, Craig.
He makes more money now than he did ever.
Yeah, exactly.
So, Eric, how are things with you? Been doing the Web Rides thing?
I have.
How's that been going?
Good. I've been talking about cars I've never driven.
That's always a plus. You know, the best journalism.
You're not supposed to tell about that.
You're giving away our secrets.
That's a trade secret. That's like the special recipe there.
Yeah, there's a certain person we all know who may or may not have been on the show who writes for a blog that we may or may not know who had a similar experience this week. So,
was it Zach?
It was not Zach.
Ha!
Was it?
I am not telling names. I'm under embargo.
Well, that's a shame.
just like a certain new intro'd car we can't talk about from Ford, it's embargoed.
It rhymes with siesta.
We can talk about it. We just can't talk about whether or not it's drivable.
Well, before we get it off into another rat hole or a sidetrack, we've got Jeff Ross on the line as well.
That's Mr. Jeff Ross to you.
Oh, Jeff Ross Sr. Yes.
Now that I'm married, I'm a mister.
How did the wedding go? You having second thoughts yet?
Nope. Everything went well.
Well, when you do, it's okay to admit it.
But the question is was your new wife pissed because your cake was cooler than hers?
The wedding cake tasted better than the Jeep cake.
So not
much awesome will throw the recipe off. So, you know.
Well, not saying that the Jeep cake tasted bad, but the wedding cake was much better. I wanted carrot cake for the groom's cake, but they wouldn't allow it.
What can you do?
Well, real good, Jeff. I hope you aren't having any regrets, but congratulations on finally getting married.
If he was, you'd be the last person he would tell.
Believe me, I know that, Michelle.
I would text message everybody, and you wouldn't get the text message because you don't get that.
I know. I know. Anyway, last but not least, we have one other very important guest to introduce, a ROAB first-timer, but a very active person on Twitter, and he participates in another popular auto-themed podcast, the Autobird Podcast. We've got Joel Fetter joining us live right now. Joel, what's up?
What's up, guys?
Yeah,
it's not that cold today.
So what's going on with you up in, what, Minnesota, right?
Yeah. It's supposed to pour all weekend, but, you know, that's going to just suck.
Typical Midwestern crappy
weather.
Yeah,
I mean, it's going to be, you know, great for like, you know, 4 days, and then either snows, rains, or just
shitty.
Or
all of the above at once, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. By the way, how are the ice flows in Duluth this week?
Dude, the water looked chilly as hell, but it was pretty. I don't know. We went up on the bluffs.
Just trying to fill the silence with something.
Ben's indication to move it along.
I thought that was the sound of the show losing steam.
Oh, Zach, you are...
Stay on target.
We're too close.
Stay on target.
You're supposed to hold that for later.
That's a good one. That's fantastic.
You can thank me for that one.
That's
anyway,
bad that we have to pull it out so early, though.
This week's theme is... I'm just going to stampede all of you guys.
Wait, was that bird the auto bird?
Yeah.
It was.
Or was it this one?
No, that's the auto bird.
This is it? Okay.
Grizzly bird.
Continue.
Yes, thank
you
for sidetracking us again, Ben. This week's theme is, well, we're doing something a little different than usual. We're trying a grab bag episode, as it were. And let me explain what that means. Rather than, you know, trying to find a bunch of stories that fit together in under the umbrella of one common theme, we all...
You'll notice we left out the cohesive Zen-like theme this week in the intro.
They had to be chaotic. Yes. Well, it's got to be chaotic. I'm here.
How about boat anchor Ben? You just...
What?
Let me finish here.
I'm just trying... I'm helping you. This is
helping
dialogue.
Helping me by harming me. Thank you. Anyway, we did a grab bag episode. Basically, rather, we were too lazy and or ran out of time to find, you know, a bunch of stories that fit together. So we each found one that we wanted to talk about. It's just like a box of chocolates. You never know which one is going to disappoint you the most or give you an allergic reaction. So we each went our separate ways, as it were, grabbed a story that tickled our fancies. So, Eric, you've got the first one in the rundown, and you chose Top Gear America potentially being reborn in the United States. What made you pick this, and what have you got to say about it?
Well, what do you have to say for yourself?
Shame. I'm so ashamed.
I chose this story because it's not like we haven't heard this once, twice, or three, or five times. So the fact that everyone is still buying into the fact that it might come up, A, was part of it. B, the fact that they want to put it on the History Channel, which I don't quite get. And C, and most importantly, the choice of, and I put in huge air quotes, talent that they've chosen for the hosts of the show.
Come on, I love Adam Ferreira. He's hilarious. He's probably one of my favorite comedians out there.
I've never even heard of the guy.
Second only
Eric
to Jeffrey Ross.
Buddy, you of everyone would love him the most. He's
Is he funnier than Russell Peters?
I don't know who Russell Peters is. Okay. But you need to spend some time on YouTube. Check him out.
All right.
You'll enjoy. I promise. That goes for everybody listening. Adam Ferreira, hilarious. Just for you, Ben.
Who's the other? Rutledge Wood.
Some portly feller with dark glasses.
I've seen him on the NASCAR stuff on Speed Channel. And to say his stuff is campy, it's like Yogi Bear kind of campy.
Hey, boo-boo. Hey, boo-boo.
I mean, it's just like every bad cliche they tell you not to use in grade school television journalism, that's what he uses.
Like a coin slot trunk?
I was waiting for that.
I'm hoping that's just a bit that they do for whatever reason they think is funny and he's okay. And Tanner Faust is – some of his stuff is okay. Some isn't that he does on Speed Channel. So I don't know. I'm just
– well, the post
– I'm not expecting it to be, you know, like the original, but they made some changes to the Australian version for season two and it actually came out really good. Or I thought it was a lot. It was pretty strong the second season. And, you know, the way that American TV is, if it doesn't get ratings after, like, four shows, they're killing it anyway. So, I don't know. I'm not, you know, call me Mr. Blue because that's the color of my face from holding my breath for this thing to come through.
Because the original is so freaking awesome.
Yeah, it's...
It's unawesome.
Oh, yeah, there you go, Jeff. I was waiting for that, too.
The good thing about it being on the History Channel, I mean, the History Channel will run a show until... Everyone's dead. I mean, they've been running like
Ice
Wings
Road
at
Truckers.
War. Yeah, and Ice Road Truckers goddamn years.
The perfect place for this would be on like Discovery, not History, even though it's owned by the same network. But like to put this on like right before, right after something like World's Deadly, you know, Deadliest Catch kind of thing, that would fit perfectly in there. But on the History Channel, what are you going to show it after? Like the latest creations of the Illuminati?
Yeah, it's a good question. The good thing is they're out from under NBC, and I think when they first announced that it was coming to America and that NBC was going to have it, everybody just cringed automatically because it's a network, so you've instantly got a lot more control over content and who you're pissing off advertising wise and stuff like that. So I don't know. I've got hope. It's five episodes have already been greenlit, so we'll see how it goes when it pops up in the fall, I guess.
Yeah, we'll have to see if it can stand on its own without Clarkson.
Yeah.
Well, Joel, the Australian stuff is okay, but, you know.
Yeah.
Joel, are you a Top Gear fan?
I think Clarkson is freaking hilarious. Actually, I think the combination were all hilarious. I don't watch it regularly. I don't have the time, but... I mean, one of the episodes I saw was the one where they each picked their favorite, grand sports car. One of them picked, like, Lamborghini Gallardo. One picked the Ferrari something. I don't remember which one. And one picked Clarkson got the DB9. Then they drove across Europe. That was a hilarious episode. I mean, I like the show. I'm not going to say that I watch every episode. That'd be a damn lie. But
yeah. It's a good show. I don't see it that often myself, but
I think it's funny, and I think that I get why people think it's, like, a must-see kind of thing. I get it.
Yeah, they do some pretty
I get it, but
stuff.
I have to wonder if it's really – I mean, is it really going to translate that well into American
– I think that they'd have better luck if they just broadcast the damn show from Europe here.
That's true.
Mm.
But that'd make way too much sense, you know, because we can't –
You can get like year-old episodes on BBC America if you really want to wait that long.
So we'll have to see how it does in the U.S., you know, sequels usually aren't as good as the original, so we will have to see. But moving along, Jeff, you've got our next story. What'd you pick in the grab bag?
I heard this mother and son team up in New York were going around scamming old people. Old people are just so lovable when you scam them. They just, give me back my money.
Wow.
The grifter.
Okay, Grandpa.
But anyways, I forget their name, Gravergia, some Italian name, I think. They would pour oil on the ground. They would pour oil on the ground underneath an old person's car and then tell them they had an oil leak and then refer them to this guy who would then rip them off and charge them for an oil leak that was non-existent.
Brilliant.
And And eventually they got caught on camera, and the guy said, "My mom told me to do it. I didn't know what she was doing."
Denial. That's all it takes.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. Like, he said he didn't get paid anything, and then she got paid like $1,000 for each referral.
That's Holy kind shit. Of a brilliant idea. Of course, illegal, but kind of a clever scam on the elderly.
They look like a class act, I have to tell you.
I can hear Craig adjusting his monocle and twirling his mustache from here. Mm-hmm.
I like the typo at the end to say how much they were released on bail. $30.
$30
bail, yeah. $30,000.
This is Europe, so we've replaced the decimal points with commas. So,
isn't this the guy who's going to be on the Top Gear show?
It's Rutledge Wood.
He cut his spikes off.
They made him to go to court. And who shows up to court in jean shorts and a t-shirt? I mean,
that guy.
They're not from Florida.
Yeah, that guy.
The majority of America.
Whoa,
dude, have you ever been to traffic court?
Yeah.
This isn't traffic court. This is like court.
Dude, I went to. Yeah, who cares? It's the same American people that go.
Only the best of American society get hauled into court here.
Dude, I went to traffic court, and I was in Iowa College. I showed up, like, you know, all nice and, like, slacks and a shirt, and I was like, the dudes that were not so nice. I was just like, why am I here?
Because you committed a felony.
The best is that most traffic courts have, like, the same sign you see on, like, 7-Elevens. Like, you know, nurse, no shirt, no shoes, no entry.
No service.
It actually, the one I went to had that on the revolving door on each one.
See, there you go.
This is the revolving door of America, traffic court.
So, Jeff, where was this scam going down?
Albany, New York.
Okay. So if we have any elderly listeners out in the New York area, be warned. Don't take your car in for a suspicious oil leak, right?
I think the tip of the week here should be get a trusted mechanic that you can go to yourself. Oh. Yeah.
Like Jeffrey Ross, you were a Chrysler certified master technician.
Yes, I will fix oil leaks on any Grand Marquis.
Or probably do brakes.
Yeah, it's kind of harder to scam brakes.
Okay. Well, Ben, you are on tonight.
Oh,
damn.
I don't believe this. Thank you.
All right, but I had our next story. Comes courtesy of Autoblog. I thought this was pretty freaking awesome when I saw it.
That's not where this link comes up for me.
What does it come
up for?
Or me. What
well,
are we
somebody
saying?
Clearly changed the link then.
Oh, I know who changed it.
I wonder who did that.
My.
Where's it going to?
It's going to this other website. It looks like a scam. They're asking for my social security number. Something. Blog.com.
No. You're thinking of MissMotormouth.com.
Yes. They were hacked by those Costa Ricans or something, weren't they?
This looks suspiciously familiar. Oh, yeah. I saw this on Autoblog first.
Yes.
Actually, I saw it on Autoline Daily before I saw it on Autoblog.
Well, Autoline Daily should be your first stop for the latest news and analysis in the global automotive industry.
I've heard that.
But you know what? No matter what you do, just go ahead and give Ray Wirt credit.
Why? Because he'll just steal it anyway, or what?
Well, no, because he'll say that it got stolen from him anyway.
Just skip the middle
man. Just try not giving him credit on a tweet. Whew. He'll come after you with a vengeance.
So, like I was saying, this story is on the Autoblog. And frankly, I'm surprised you didn't write it, Zach. You're quite prolific over there. But
I can't get to them all, you know? That's the thing.
You got to share them, right?
As hard as you try, you can't get to them all.
Zach's a true visionary.
He is. He's a man, man with a mission. Anyway, so Shell Oil, I guess they've got a special lubricant, Lube Chat. They call it the Helix.
Ooh, Lube Chat.
Lubricant.
Lube Chat.
Lube Chat with Michelle Joey Naranjo.
Naranjo. Gets me every time. Anyway, they've got this special lubricant, Helix, I guess it's called. Who knows what that means? They sell it in Europe. I couldn't find it sold here, but whatever. So they commissioned this company. Well, their advertising agency did a commercial, and they had to build a completely transparent, made out of clear plastic, Nissan 370Z, which is pretty freaking awesome because it looks like they pretty much got every detail of the car molded out of clear plastic, which I can't imagine the time and the expense and the effort to do that.
I wonder how they made an engine of clear plastic.
That, too. That's the kicker right there. They made the engine.
It's not just the car, because the car I can imagine making acrylic, but you watch the video, which you're playing right now, and that engine, like, in the video at least, and somehow runs. I wouldn't actually say it, like, really runs, but, like, it moves. Like, that's impressive.
And you can watch all of the oil circulating through the engine. You can see the pistons moving. It's all clear, too.
The mighty VQ37?
It is the mighty VQ. I wonder if they got the V-Vel system on there. I didn't see it, but
You know what this reminds me of? This reminds me of, like, you remember those, like, breakable, like, unbreakable combs everybody used to have when they were, like, 5 years old? Well, didn't, like, GM try to build a Corvette body out of that once? Anybody remember that story?
No.
I thought it was 5 years old.
It was supposedly in the 70s they tried to build – I wasn't even born, so there you go.
I wasn't even born.
No, they tried to build a Corvette body out of this thinking that, well, you know, unbreakable plastic, that would be great because then no body damage,
except
all that crap.
It's just a – not
right,
really
so they'd be driving down the road, and they would hit a bump, and the doors would pop open because there was so much flux in the body.
Are we talking about Corvette or Saturn?
No, that was Corvette before Saturn, actually.
That's what the first plastic Saturns were made out of, actually. That's where development came from, the 70s.
I have no idea whether that's true or not, but that is a story I've heard.
Any word on if Linda Carter's interested in purchasing this?
He left Craig out again.
Craig,
you ever heard of Wonder Woman?
He left me out. Don't feel bad, Craig.
Wonder Woman.
Ow, ow. I still don't care.
Wonder Woman had
she had an invisible jet, Craig.
Oh, yeah. I saw her invisible powers.
Well, if this car were invisible, that would make sense. But
she was in the invisible bathroom.
Unfortunately, it's only translucent. So.
I think that's the adult version there, Jeff. Sorry.
No, that's Family Guy.
Oh, sorry.
This is going well, Ben.
Stay on target. We're too close. Stay on target.
Good idea. So if you want to learn more about this transparent Nissan 370Z or to check out the videos, visit autoblog.com.
No. We'll have the show links at roundaboutshow.com.
You know, Ben, you are right.
No. God, no.
No. They get enough web traffic
Don't
as it is.
There.
No.
There's only one place you can find this.
It's exclusive.
Jalopnik.
No.
Sorry.
Michelle, I think you've got something.
You think or you know, Craig?
In the run. What?
Have some balls. You think or you know?
I'm just I'm trying to be amicable here.
Come
Ben.
In.
Ben is on fire.
Hold on to your butt.
Also, probably one of the best quotes we've got right now, I'm going to say.
Michelle, go.
Okay. So this story comes out of Tampa, Florida. What is it about these Floridians? these people. 54
Never give
people.
Ben coffee.
I love that coffee. Roaster
like
Jack.
Piss and vinegar.
Go on.
Don't bring
coffee
vinegar.
Or Adderall.
Do not bring up vinegar.
What happened in the panhandle, Michelle?
That sounds like a terrible euphemism, Ben. What went down in the panhandle? Oh. Sorry, Michelle. Keep
that
going.
Was snort worthy.
What are we talking about?
We don't actually know. No one's said yet.
Oh, okay.
All we know is that it happened in Florida. Craig drank too much coffee. Michelle snorted. That's all we've gotten in the last 5 minutes.
Oh.
We're done
okay.
here.
Okay. So, there were 54 people arrested for faking accidents in Florida. They would pile 5 people in a car at a time, and they would have a striker would hit them with another car, and then they would all go off together to a medical clinic and file insurance claims.
That sounds like a Saturday night for Zach. This is actually a scam? What?
Ow, ow. The lower-level participants, the 5 people in the car, would get about $400 each on average, while the striker could earn as much as $1,400 for hitting the people.
Well, wait, the I person that perpetrates the crime gets the most? That's like backwards,
yeah.
Isn't it?
And it says that they, you know, they stand to make up to $10,000, you know, for certain claims, depending on how badly somebody was, you know, hurt or claiming to be hurt. And they ran this little ring where they would actually coach people how to talk to doctors and pretend like they were injured.
So that you're not hurting here, you're hurting here.
Right? Wink, nod. That's a bunch of rigmarole if I ever heard it, Michelle.
It's craziness.
Crazy.
Am I right?
I know, right?
Right?
So have you ever participated in one of these scams, Michelle?
She did last week. I heard about it.
I did.
On the Fiesta event, right?
Exactly. She tried to hit Jack Bruce, but he punched her.
She was hopped up on PCPs and then hit that cement truck and...
She turned off the traction control of the car and she exploded.
Well, it's got so much power, right, Michelle?
I have no idea.
Very good.
I heard that thing has a
32. That was a test. You just passed.
I did manage to get it to a speed on a freeway and start a struggle over my purse that Jack was trying to get into so he could, you know, get my phone. He managed
to
call
Susan first. That's actually code, by the way.
Yeah, he ended up winning. The Ford engineer in the back seat was not amused by our antics at all. He actually said at one point, "I'm going to make you pull over if you two don't stop."
That guy has no sense of humor.
None at all.
I told Michelle, she said, "All right, we'll pull over. You can get your ride with somebody else."
You can walk.
Yeah, you know it's bad when the engineer, within like the first 5 minutes of getting in the car, says to me, "You know there's going to be people coming up this hill too."
So? You should have been like, yeah, they should be fearing for their lives.
I would have told him to get the back to the slide rule and shut the hell up.
That's a double whammy there.
Whammy.
Come on, we can say hell, for the love of God.
You use the Lord's name in vain, Ben. So, Michelle.
I did like in this article anyway, the news people were asking the people why they would defraud the people of Florida, and I did just use people three times.
People, Jeff.
The Department of Redundancy Department called. They're trying to get a hold of you.
Hey, I have something to do at 6 p.m. tonight.
Well, it's 7.
Well, it's 5:57 here.
I was just doing my...
How many people were scammed? I'm curious. I didn't read the article.
I don't know. But anyway, the news...
Doesn't matter.
The news crew was asking, and it says, 10 Connects was shown the middle finger and wished a happy Earth Day.
Oh, God. Well, Ben, play that sound effect, please.
Stay on target. We're too close. Stay on target.
All right, Joel, you've got the next story.
Yeah, well, it was a crazy week of work this week, and we actually went up to Duluth in Minnesota, like even northern Minnesota. And my boss and me and another person in our company were driving down the road, and as we're driving this past the shop, there's a Corvette that's sitting on the side that has like BF Goodrich all-terrain ATs. It's lifted. It's got a ghost flame paint job. I mean, we were just like, what the hell? And I drove past it, and about a mile down the road, my boss is like, "Dude, I can't believe you didn't twit pick that." And I'm like, "It really was twit pick worthy." And he's like, "Actually, you need to go back and take pictures and post that on your blog." And that's what I did. And it's
thought the site it was posted on looked familiar. Accelerate MPLS.
Well,
I think it's pronounced Accelerate MPLS.
Oh,
exactly. And I didn't know what the hell else to get for this crazy ass show because you guys don't like reporting on real news. So I had to
how to make friends and.
Oh yeah, buddy.
I hope you enjoyed your last time on the Roundabout Show, Joel.
Well,
oh, and I love the plate because it's a collector car.
Well, because it's over 20 years old.
Wow.
I mean, really, as far as, you know, lifted cars that shouldn't be lifted go, this one's done fairly well.
It's got rear leaf springs, by the way. Those are leaf springs in the rear.
I would say those wheels and tires are probably worth more than the rest of the vehicle, but that's okay. That's okay, because most of the time you just see, like, a Corvette body that someone has just sat on top of a Blazer frame, like, that isn't really even bolted down or anything. So this is a vast improvement. I'm fairly impressed.
Now, check this out. This is my – you have to look at the stream for this, but this is my art from Roab number 3, and I think it was pretty prophetic.
A premonition. Look at that.
Look at that.
Wow, yeah. That is so close to reality of what I just showed you.
Ben had the spare on there. That's a little – that's a frivolous embellishment that you can see.
It's because the one Joel took a picture of has the run flat tires. That's why.
Oh, okay.
It had the upgrade.
Ben
well,
get
mine, also,
the,
mine also has the front bumper and rear bumper. They're tubular, so
I was gonna,
just anything in their way.
I was going to ask you if those bumpers were covered in that, like, pipe insulating foam.
That's what I thought.
Well, they're like that spray-on bedliner.
Okay, that would be my second guess. But why would – Eric, would you ever lift a Corvette like this? I mean, why? What makes somebody do this? Why?
Speechless.
The upside is this car handles no worse than it did from the factory.
They're from Minnesota, and that should explain everything.
Actually, it's from Duluth. It's from northern Minnesota, dude. This thing is a block away from Lake Superior.
Oh, but you know what else I noticed in these pictures? A Ford Ranger trailer next to it.
You're
sale.
Right. Eric, that's the long-lost half
no,
of your truck.
I'm like, no, that's not a Ranger bed. Oh, wait a minute.
Eric,
it is a Ranger bed.
Eric,
oh, it totally is a Ranger bed.
It'll be like with the Plymouth Prowler when they had that matching trailer.
See, the problem is that the bed is okay. It's not so much the problem, the bed. It's the frame underneath the bed's a little tweaked. That's the problem.
We can drive there. We can have a family reunion for your truck. We can live blog it and everything. It'd be awesome.
Dateline will be there. It'll be great.
Yeah.
Hey, Chris Hansen was in Detroit. Might as well go to Duluth.
He was in Dearborn, wasn't he? To catch a predator or whatever.
No, they're doing the flyover.
Last Sunday, they did a show on Detroit. A whole hour on Detroit.
What a waste of time. Did I say
that
out loud?
Yeah, I saw this yesterday, and then I realized I had to actually get like something for you guys' podcast, and I was like, I don't know what to get. And
what'll
so,
take 3 seconds and give me a
what's already
my
done
website.
And we'll plug
oh,
me.
Oh, I know.
I do have to say though that I did use Joel's site as reference for one of the sites, something I posted earlier this week. So
seriously,
that's just bad journalism.
Yeah, that really is bad journalism, dude. I am not a credible source.
It was for the heads up display in the 2011 Camaro.
Oh yeah.
it's like a sound effect. Oh yeah.
Mark,
like you just pulled his string, Eric.
mark that, Ben. We may have to reuse that drop.
Oh yeah.
What do you know?
You've become a permanent staple.
God bless you, Joel.
You need a clean cut of that or no?
Not a blogger.
Oh God.
All right, Zach, talk about the new
RX-7.
Thank
you, Eric, for moving us along here.
All right, so Motor Trend is saying that they've dug up some details on the possible successor to the RX-7. And we've heard rumor that the RX-8 isn't going to be sticking around. And one of the big issues with that car is that, you know, rotaries will spin like mad, but they also consume a lot of fuel and use a lot of oil as a byproduct.
And can't pass European emissions.
Right. Apparently. So instead of fixing any of those problems, Mazda just decided to make it drink oil all the time and made it a diesel. Supposedly, they've built an engine that runs off of gasoline or diesel, and it's going in the RX-7, supposedly.
That's quite omnivorous.
Yes. It's omnivorous. It's also baffling. Like, I don't know exactly how they would pull this off. I mean,
didn't the in this whatever 60s or 70s the Chrysler turbine car that would run on like anything that burned, right?
Any turbine will, but
yeah. They ran it on scotch, as I remember.
It's a little different in a rotary. I don't know that much about rotary engines.
Because in a rotary engine you still have spark.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
In a diesel you would have a glow plug. Although didn't we talk about a couple weeks ago where they're making gas engines that don't have spark plugs but have something relatively like a glow plug, so if they put enough compression in it, but I don't know.
Do you guys think this concept vehicle looking drawing actually looks good? Just curious here.
Yes.
It's got a smiley front end face.
Yeah, the front end's a little overdone,
yes,
isn't
Ben,
it?
It does.
Well, Craig's look at favorite. The freaking new Mazda 3. It's got
which
that
is overdone,
same...
isn't it?
Well, yes, that's true. But I'm just
yes,
saying.
It's overdone, but it's not that bad. Everybody's like, "Oh, it's so hideous." It's like,
no, it's hideous. Don't push Mazda; they'll do it again.
It's not that bad.
Gosh. Are you blind?
Saying it's not that bad is sort of like saying Lindsay Lohan's actually a good actress,
or good,
or that she's like not lost 150 pounds.
Man, this has turned into Snapcast.
There's a
Joel likes girls that have eating disorders. Just so we all know. Right?
Michelle, you're from the West Coast, or you spent way too much time on the West Coast. What do you think?
About Lindsay Lohan or
the design of the car.
Well, since you know what's really funny?
So that's where all the cutting edge stuff is, right?
And the deficits.
I was running to the store today, and I was actually behind an RX-7, and I have not seen one in forever. And I was trying to figure out if I could still appreciate it or not. And it looked almost exactly – I mean, this is just a very updated version of what I was driving by today.
Was this one of the FDs, one of the last generations before they killed it?
Yeah.
So in my mind, that's probably one of the most gorgeous cars ever built. I mean, to this day, it's still very attractive, even with that goofy wing that they sold on it.
Right, and it had the little wing, but it had that nice little sound.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, I kind of have a hard time believing this story because it's on Motor Trend. I don't know.
Are you saying that Accelerate MLPS is more credible than Motor Trend?
I didn't go that far, Eric, but...
ding, ding, ding.
I don't know. I've read some questionable things that they've put out before. They're like the auto car of the U.S.,
like,
right?
Oh, like the Camry beating all the other mid-sized cars?
Yeah, that was something.
Considering they were praising the new Sonata, and then they turned around and, like, circle-jerked it back to the Camry.
Wow.
Can we say circle-jerk?
You guys said we could
yes.
be profane. Sorry.
Oh. That's your roundabout phrase of the week. Oh, God. So what were they say? What were some of the numbers they're throwing around here, Zach? 300 horsepower, 0 to 60 in less than 5 seconds? That sounds
yeah,
good.
Yeah, which would seem to be on par with what you'd need for an actual RX-7 successor. It's just I don't know if they've ever built a diesel rotary, period. And B, I don't know how they would maintain at least similar horsepower out of using two different fuels. It's
baffling.
Possible. I'm not an engineer. Maybe there are engineers in the chat that can tell me wrong, but...
There's anybody in the chat?
People listen to this show?
Crickets.
A couple?
A couple.
I don't know. I mean, I would like to believe that it's true.
I'm looking at something Jeff just posted in the chat room.
It's not a circle jerk, is it?
No. It's from last week.
Hey, it's the sister to the Corvette I just posted.
It's worse, actually.
It's hideous.
It really is worse.
It's and for those, obviously, who aren't participating in the chat, it's a PT Cruiser jacked up on 38s.
It's yellow, too.
With the hood's thingamajigger. I don't even know what that is, tech on it.
Which just goes to prove, I mean, the jacked up thing, I think the Corvette's awesome, too, actually, but...
Yeah, I'm mixed. It rides that line between epic and fail.
It's really Whiskey Tango that participates in that kind of behavior, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's Northern Hicks. Or Southern Hicks. Or people with too much money that are not very smart.
But really, they should just show cars like this to kids who are like thinking about using steroids and be like, this is what happens
kids
to your body,
kids.
That's right.
All right,
so, Greg, is it time for a commercial break?
Yes. Zach, funny you mentioned that. It's time for your favorite, everyone's favorite part of Roundabout, the commercial break. This is your chance to go take care of whatever it is you need to do. Let the dog out, take a tinkle, grab a snack. So hop to it. So I wanted to mention, while everybody's gone now, I wanted to take a moment to talk about a new project.
Perfect time
sorts.
For a commercial,
yes.
Incidentally.
We've got a new gig around here, so to speak. And Michelle, you are really spearheading our social media drive, both for Roundabout and for Autoline. You are hosting a new sort of live chat program. If you're not familiar...
Oh. Jeff, close the door.
No, that's Michelle. Right? No?
Sorry, it was me. I'm back.
That's why I use the stadium, buddy, Joel. No need to get up.
Michelle uses the bra buddy or whatever that was, she said.
Connected to my calf.
Are you guys just see what got posted in the chat?
And drying and reusing old catheters.
I was devastated.
Devastated?
So, Michelle. All right,
okay, that is hideous. I'm
if
sorry.
You're not familiar, we do a program called Autoline After Hours. And it's every Thursday night, starts at 6 o'clock. It's sort of the
Seven.
Inside baseball.
Seven.
Yes, you're right. The inside baseball of the auto industry with John McElroy, Peter DiLorenzo, that guy from Business Week, David Welch. It's a great discussion program. And after that's over, which is typically maybe, what, 10 after, quarter after 8, we're opening the phone lines up so that anyone, even you, Eric, can call in and keep the chat going. And Michelle...
They actually blocked me one time.
You what?
They blocked me one time. Truly.
You don't half blame them.
Maybe you're too close to a school.
I was in a van with a black hat, and they didn't like it.
Can I finish?
Sure.
I don't know, Craig.
Can I finish?
So, Michelle, you are spearheading this. You're the wrangler. What can you tell us about it? What's going on that I haven't already explained in detail?
This, of course, all came out of our roundabout show Mario Kart event that you guys were holding, which I participate in, but I haven't played yet. I just get on the phone and make sandwiches for all the boys.
Dixie cups of Kool-Aid.
Exactly. And because we had a call where we stayed on the phone after the Mario Kart ended, and we ended up having a great car conversation until 3 o'clock in the morning. So we decided to try this for After Hours and opened up the phone line to the Auto Line After Hours fans. And last night was the second night, and it was a record call, 9 hours.
Jeez.
9 hours. That's serious.
How did your
overtime.
BlackBerry not die?
I just keep it plugged in the entire time.
Yeah, and you, it's, yeah. So basically, anybody can call into this cauliflower, is what the service is called. Anybody dials the number, you enter the PIN, and you're part of the chat. Anybody can speak at any time, or you can just sit back and listen via phone, or you can do it over the internet, correct, Ben?
I think you can do it over the internet now.
Wow.
No, you can Skype in. We don't. Yeah, you can Skype in technically, okay. But. We think phone is the easiest for most people.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and it's a free open chat forum. Really cool. And we even had some news break last night, didn't you, Michelle?
Some interesting... We did.
Can't say what it is because we don't want to incriminate ourselves. We'll just say you hear things.
Revealed some stuff. And it was kind of fun.
Yeah. You'll hear things on this line that you won't hear in a normal show because people say things.
It's off the
cuff.
But you
got to be there live.
Especially after 9 hours.
So
what's next? Roundabout waterboarding?
If you keep delaying my commercial, yes. We'll be going for nine hours.
This week on Roundabout Baton.
All right. So again, that's every Thursday night. Autoline After Hours starts at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. It's on our website, autolinedetroit.tv, or elsewhere. It's embedded elsewhere as well. And the Michelle, the as-yet-unnamed show hosted by Miss Motormouth, starts after that.
I know.
That,
we need a good name.
Yeah, you guys got to help us think of a name.
Yeah. Typically, it's been going by, what, After Hours?
It's been going by about, like, five names, like After Hours, After Hours Open Phone Line, After Hours Open Forum, After Hours After Party.
So, after Hours Open
Source.
Nothing
else to do, call in.
So, yes, check it out. Thursday nights, AutolineDetroit.tv. The best damn website you'll come across for info on cars, except Accelerate MPLS.
Mipples.
What?
Mipples. Mipples.
I've never even plugged my blog like that.
All right, AutolineDetroit.tv, Thursday nights, check it out. Thanks,
the boy, Ben.
When news topics go unnoticed, are underreported, or otherwise fall off the radar, they land in our blind spot. This week, we've got another drunk driver to report on, if you can believe that. We all know drunk driving is bad, or at least we should, but this is really getting ridiculous. Apparently, it's illegal to have fun anymore.
Apparently.
What?
Apparently.
Remember the guy on the motorized Lazy Boy?
Which was in Minnesota.
I literally remember him.
Literally.
I know, right?
They just sold his chair for $3,500, by the way.
This story kicks that up a notch. Bam. There is a guy in the United Kingdom, and this story comes from thetelegraph.co.uk, who had his license, his driver license, revoked because he was driving intoxicated while in an electric Barbie car, which, by the way, moves slower than a mobility scooter. At what point is drunk driving drunk driving? I mean, technically he was driving, but in a Hot Wheels or what?
Dude, he can walk faster than that.
He could. You could drag yourself on your stomach faster than that.
Assuming he was capable of walking, right?
Paul Hutton, 40, was pulled over by police as he drove an electric Barbie car, which moves slower than a mobility scooter, near his home in Essex. Mr. Just imagine. And there's the guy. They've got a photo of him. He's holding the steering wheel that's about as big around as a chicken pot pie. Just looking wistfully at the camera.
Don't be like me. This is like the PSA he shoots afterwards.
Don't drive drunk.
Kids, learn from my mistakes.
Kids, don't drink drive. It's dangerous and people can die. Mr. Hutton, who has four children, Simon, 17, Callum, 14, Lina, 12, and John, 11, admitted to being a complete twit.
This is the kind of person you meet in Scared Straight UK.
Well, if you look at the age of his youngest daughter, or his only daughter, she's 12, and the car is designed for 3 to 5 years old. This car has been hanging around his house for at least 7 years.
Maybe he carjacked it.
Originally, it was a pink Barbie car, but I put bigger wheels on it. It's not as fast.
Oh, Zach, this could be you in a few years.
Heck yes.
I love this.
It could be him right now.
Mr. Hutton, who is divorced, is a former RAF aeronautical engineer who now studies electrical engineering at Colchester Institute.
Let this be a lesson to you all. Don't let an engineer be idle.
I'm a third-year electrical engineering course, and there was a little project I was working on with me son.
That's quite a cockney they got there.
Is he from Australia?
Yeah.
You know, annoy me.
I've been watching too much V8 Supercar, sorry.
So I got to ask you guys.
See, I have...
What's that, Jeff?
I've seen a video where these people take these little electric cars and they made them really fast. Maybe he was working on something like that.
He'd said it was slower than before.
I know,
he put bigger tires.
He hasn't
on.
Gotten that far yet. He hasn't upgraded the electric motors yet.
At what point? Okay, the article says he was twice the drink drive limit. At what point is drunk driving drunk driving? He was in an electric Barbie car, presumably on the sidewalk. I mean,
apparently anything with it can move with power. Apparently,
you can get a drink drive ticket on a horse.
How?
Look at me. Look at your man. Look at me.
Look back at your
I'm
man.
Riding a horse.
It's your favorite thing.
I don't know how that related, but it was fantastic. I heartily approve.
Michelle, that time you got pulled over with a DUI, what were you driving? What press vehicle was it again?
Wasn't that the Fiesta last week?
Exactly. I was in the Fiesta.
How's that thing drive?
She was too hammered to notice.
She was thrice the legal limit. Right?
I was pushing it.
So, again, what is drunk driving? This is just absurd to me. He should have been, like, escorted home or something, not arrested.
Yeah, isn't the fact that he was in a Barbie car embarrassing enough for him?
Yes, honestly. I mean, well,
you know what? Someone threw one of those over the back of my fence, and I don't know if it works or not. It looks like it doesn't work, but I wonder if
she goes
drive. I can go to the corner and get some beer.
Ben, I think that's going to be the artwork for this week.
This was 2 years ago, and it's still sitting there.
Dude, go drink a beer or two, and then go test it and see if it works.
We don't have, Michelle already did it. She had the Barbie car, right?
You had a Barbie car?
I had the Barbie car that the Barbie fit in. I didn't have the Barbie car that I fit in.
I had a Jeep Power Wheels.
Dude, I was driving to my friend's house the other week, and one of some kid in his neighborhood had a Hummer, you know, those little, like the Jeep things, but it had spinners on it.
We're not, so you guys had Power Wheels. Were they not like the most disappointing toy ever?
Because you're like, I finally have a car my size that won't climb.
My parents buy me one. I was pissed.
But it would have enough battery to go like half a lap around the yard and it was dead. At least was my experience.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's about right.
Disappointing.
And that's why America hates electric cars. Like, whole generation of kids go, no, this sucks. I remember.
Well, speaking of drunk driving, let's see what press vehicles everyone's been in this week, shall we? Listen to that big block 71 Lincoln Continental sans opera windows.
I could cry right now. I'm so
tears of joy.
I got that right.
We've had some pretty hot vehicles in the Roundabout Garage this week. Joel, why don't you start us off here?
I have a 2010 Malibu LTZ.
It's smoking.
Did it come with a side of beige?
Come on, it's not compared to a Camry. I don't know. I like the looks of this.
This is a rental, Joel.
Your car in the shop?
Yeah, Enterprise rent a car, dude.
They'll pick you up.
They will.
Watch out for the trains, Joel.
Oh yeah. I saw it and I veered to the right. It's not that bad. I mean, it's white.
There's overwhelming praise. It's not that bad.
I actually like the newish Malibu compared to where that car was two generations ago.
Which was Motor Trend Car of the Year 97, I believe.
How much did Chevy spend on advertising that year at Motor Trend?
How
much did Toyota spend to win the latest comparison test? Malibu's a good car.
I do like the exterior looks of this current one. And this has to be probably one of the best screwed together cars that GM makes right now. I mean, the panel gaps are insane. The interior, everything is nice. It's soft touch dash. You can't get dual climate control. It's the heaviest in its class almost. It's the least powerful in its class almost now. There's no navigation unless you count OnStar. Let's not go there. And,
Like Sync, isn't it?
No.
The bottom line is, it's not the worst car in the world. It's not bad. I like the looks. It's just not the best car in the class.
Well, what don't you like about it, Joel?
I don't like that you can't get dual climate control. Read the list I just said.
Joel's foaming at the mouth already.
That scratches on me now.
I actually really did like. There's a power outlet with a ground on the back, in the back seat, and that's kind of cool because when we drove to Duluth, we took the car and my boss was able to plug in his laptop, so that was convenient.
What kind of laptop does he have?
Crap ass old 4-year Sony Vaio.
Okay.
He doesn't have a Mac. He's not cool.
Craig's been looking at MacBooks.
Dude, Craig, get a MacBook.
I have had relentless drubbing from Ben this last week about the iPad, and frankly, I've had
enough.
That's
not a computer.
It's not useful either. On the toilet.
Stay on target.
We're too
anyway,
close.
It's not a bad car. It's not best in class, but I do like it. I don't like it for $28,270.
Yikes. Did you get the V6?
No.
A four cylinder at 28 grand?
$28,270.
What mid size sedan would you prefer over?
But wait, what kind of fuel economy have you got out of it?
I got 21.2 in the city or something like that, and I got 27 something on the highway, but I was pulling 75.
The Mustang GT could probably do that with a 5-liter. It's stickers at 26. It's stickers at 26. It's not often difficult to get better than that if you just park yourself in the slow lane.
Well, this one's stickered at 33 on the highway, but you know damn well it's at 60 or 65, not 75.
Yeah.
Well, Malibu's due for a refresh again in, what, another 18
months?
For
2012, I think, right?
It's 2012 model. It comes in 2011. I saw it at the GM studios. It looks really good. And it'll have the dual climate control. It'll have navigation. It'll have pretty much all my gripes are going to go away.
Well, what midsize sedan would you prefer over the Malibu?
I like the Fusion. I like the new Optima, but I haven't driven it, obviously. But I'd like to see it. It looks really good looking.
It's a hot car, yeah.
But I haven't seen it in person. Yeah. The new Sonata Turbo isn't going to be bad.
That's going to be a slick midsize sedan, too. Definitely.
If I was buying a brand new car, I'd have a hard time justifying this kind of cash. If I was buying a used car, this thing depreciates like a rock going through the ocean. I would have no problem.
Oh my God, you're never getting another GM press car.
It depreciates like our viewers, right?
Well, I mean, I like this car. I just said I do. I just don't know at $26,000 just if it's the best car.
Fair enough.
I really like the exterior, though.
It's a good-looking car. I can't fault it. It's a good all-around car.
I really like the greenhouse on it, personally, especially like the C-pillar. Yeah.
Well, Zach, you were in something considerably spicier.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had the 2010 Audi S5 Cabriolet this week. We were supposed to arrange a little comparison, but that sort of fell on its face, so I just wound up with the car for a week, so that worked out. It's an interesting vehicle. It makes me ridiculously nervous to have around. Thanks largely to the price tag.
And you live in a bad neighborhood.
No, I don't live in a bad neighborhood. It's just, you know.
$60,000 car sitting in your driveway?
Sticker on this one's $70,000.
Oh.
And I backed it into the garage to get a shot this morning to pester some of my friends with. And it's just terrifying because it's got the little you know backup camera that beeps when you get close to anything. So of course it's like going off like mad as I'm trying to back into the garage because you know it's sensing the sides of the freaking garage.
Yeah. And then you go flatline.
Like playing the worst game of Minesweeper ever. But no, it's interesting. You know, it's got the supercharged V6,
nice.
3 liter, 333 horsepower. Which is, it's fast. It's pretty quick.
Yeah, I drove that about a year ago in the A6, and that thing was a rocket. And I can't imagine how much faster the smaller.
Yeah, it's.
Or heavier, the heavier S5.
How do you know it's heavier?
The S5
is a Cabrio.
S5 on its own is almost 4,100 pounds.
Right. And that's one of the biggest things I can say about it is that it handles surprisingly well given its weight. I mean, you feel the weight, definitely, but the car handles it incredibly well. The brakes are absolutely phenomenal. They will scrub speed in a heartbeat. The Audi magnetic ride adjust, where you can select, you know, comfort, auto, or dynamic, that makes a pretty apparent difference in how the car handles and reacts to your steering inputs. It's something else.
It's beautiful, above all.
Oh, my God, is it a gorgeous car.
I was telling Zach this earlier in the week. When they first announced they're coming out with the Cabriolet version, I was petrified because I love the A5 coupe, just the styling of it. And I think they nailed it with the Cabriolet, just keeping the lines but making it functional too.
Yeah, they went with the soft top too, right?
I mean, yeah, it's a three-layer insulated top, which does a pretty good job of keeping road noise and stuff like that out. The first day they brought it here, it was raining, so we drove it around with the top up. You know, they say they did it largely to cut down on weight, and I think that also helped them out in the styling department too. It's a good car. They say you can get 26 miles to the gallon out of it. You would be hard pressed, yeah. Just because.
333 horsepower. How are you going to keep your foot out of it?
That's the thing, you know. It will launch, and it's fun to drive too. You know, the traction control isn't so strict that it won't let you play around a little bit, but it'll still keep you in line. It's good. It's
manual
good car.
Or auto? Did you get on there?
It's the S-tronic.
S-tronic? What?
Right. I have found that if you use the paddle shifters, you click the paddle shifter and you wait a little while, the transmission may shift blisteringly quick, but the paddle shifters don't do it for me. Yeah. You just leave it in the auto mode, and it's ridiculous how fast this thing shifts.
Well, it should have a sport mode too, doesn't it? You pull the lever back.
It does. Yeah, it does. It's something else.
Via Germans, via smarter, it's changing petals just because you want to doesn't mean
don't
you should.
Offend our listener, Mirko, with a bad German accent. Eric, please. We need every viewer we can get.
Schultz.
Exhaust note. I may actually do a little video of the exhaust note on this car. It's good. Makes me
cool.
Happy.
I actually got something else when he's done with the S5.
Go. We're out of time.
Go.
Tomorrow I'll be picking up. I'm getting the keys to a $115,000 Porsche Panamera 4S sedan.
Would you like me? Would you like me to do the equivalent of a bitch slap on the show?
No. Wait.
What was Joel's famous quote about? Sure. It's ugly from the back, but it's a great. Didn't you say something about? That?
I said it has a bad angle or two, but the interior makes up for it.
Bad angle or two? You can count the number. I can count the number of good angles that car has on my thumb.
Eric, don't be a sourpuss. All right,
I've seen a couple around town.
I like weird. Like I'm kind of like I don't know. I'll admit, I kind of like it with the right wheels. I'm not – I don't know. It's – I've driven it once for a short period, and that really, like, blew my mind because it kind of defies physics for what it is. But I'll have it for a day or two, and it's – I don't know. I'm pretty excited to see, like, impressions after I drive it for a couple days. But it it's big, really big.
Yes, it is.
But it's – I don't know. A lot of people don't like it. I – like I said, I've driven it, I've seen it, I've hung around it, and I kind of like some weird shit, and it's not the prettiest car in the world, but I kind of like it in certain ways.
Well, you like those apple bottoms, don't you, Joel?
Although it is kind of goofy that the key is a Panamera. That's kind of dumb.
Yeah. Well, terrific. You'll have to give us a report if we invite you back. I mean, after you've driven it. And... yeah, terrific.
Well, I barely accepted the first
time. I know. You learned about getting on your knees, didn't you? But anyway, Zach, you're going to have to bow out now, unfortunately. Sad
yeah,
trombone.
Got to hit the road, take some pictures of that Audi before bad weather sets in.
He's going to the bar, I think.
Where can we find Zach's stuff?
At the bar. No, wait. You can catch me at autoblog.com. I'll be slaving away there. If I ever get another free second in my life, I will post something on hooniverse.com, I swear. And you can also check me out on Twitter at @Z_Bowman.
Terrific.
Hey, Zach, I heard from the agency that does the Ford story stuff, and they said that your article actually did like a bunch of their work for them.
Wait, what?
TheFordStory.com. They were really pleased with your article.
That's good. That's hilarious.
Good job, Zach.
All right. Doing the job.
Yay.
You can now all you need to do is invoice them.
Yeah, right.
And hope they're faster than Net 45.
All right, guys.
Well, Zach, thanks again. We'll talk to you next week, hopefully.
That's right.
For another edition
of
Roundabout. Cool.
All right. I'll see you guys then.
Bye, Zach. All righty.
I feel like the show just went downhill.
I know. I feel this hole in my in myself.
That's from the smoking and cigarettes, Michelle.
What?
Smoking and drinking.
What?
Like that English teacher you had or whatever, right? I know,
what?
Right?
What?
Facebook. Oh, hey.
And now
moving
it's time
on
for this week's Roundabout Update.
Sorry, I mean a Roundabout Update. Okay, Zach, we've got a round.
Oh.
That's why he jetted so early. We've got a Roundabout Update. If you guys remember back a few months ago, there's that woman, the worst parking job ever. She had her BMW X5, and she was pulling into the parking lot of her fitness center.
That was like on Roab Show -3 or something.
It was in the early days, no doubt. But she's pulling into park her X5 in the lot at her fitness center. It's in Canada. And she like tries to drive over or ends up driving over a couple of the other cars parked on the other side of the lot, which is quite humorous. So then she left. She did a hit and run, which is bad. Very bad. Don't do it.
I've heard.
But evidently they found her, they tracked her down, and they ticketed her and whatnot. She had to appear before a court, and she was issued a $500 fine. Now, according to the article, which is posted on Autoblog and written by our very own Zach Bowman, which is all the more curious that he just jetted out. Is he trying to tell us something, Ben? Did he not check his facts on this article? I don't know. Apparently.
Mumble.
So the woman pleaded guilty to failing to report a collision, was issued a $500 fine, and she's also banned from driving between the hours of 7 p.m. and 7 a.m. So there you go. They're making the road safer. Michelle, have you ever driven over other cars before unintentionally?
I drove under a truck.
How?
I was in a 71 Alpha Spider.
Wow, that's dangerous.
The brakes, it was raining a lot, and the brakes went out, and I pushed the brakes and they went to the floor and the car didn't stop. And I went underneath the back of a big pickup truck with a chrome bumper and it was lifted. And the guy stopped and got out of his truck, wiped my father's Alpha off his bumper, got back in his truck and drove off.
Wow. So oh, what damage did the Alpha sustain?
I remember when this video surfaced.
Good job, Joel.
Did you break it on your website? Accelerate MLX.
Joel, I believe Jalopnik did.
Jawa?
Who?
Who?
Jahunik?
Jamiroquai.
What? And Jeff is just disgusted.
Dollyverse.
So that's Roundabout Update. Nobody has anything to say about that particular story. And now it's time for Highway Hearsay.
Well, this was a Zach and Jeff thing, too. Oh, for crying out loud.
I can do this on my own.
Tales from the Open Road.
What was that theme song, Ben, making it on your own? We can do it our way. Yes, why all right, Highway Hearsay is about stuff that happens that we see outside on the roads and stuff. So, Jeff, you were going to have a double header here.
Craig sounds so excited.
Yay, us stuff.
Anyway, a while back, I remember looking on Hooniverse, and there was a stolen BMW 2002 TII out in California. So as I'm preparing for my wedding last week, we're at the mall. And I see an orange BMW and it, you know, it strikes my memory bank saying, hey, that car looks familiar. And I get out and look at it and it really sounds like the car from the Hooniverse post. So I called Zach and we get on this whole like Hardy Boys type thing where we're, you know, investigating. He's looking into it on his side. I'm taking pictures in the parking lot and I'm trying to flag down a cop at the same time. So, long story short, it wasn't the same car, but it was a lot of fun doing the investigation.
Just like the Hardy Boys.
I want to be Nancy Drew.
Is this like being Geraldo and going into Al Capone's tomb and not finding anything?
Geral.
Except I would never use my name and Geraldo in the same sentence. But, I mean, if you look at the two cars, the one thing that stuck out about the post on Hooniverse was the fact that the car was missing the front bumper. And I get out. Amanda was sitting shotgun in the Nissan Murano I was driving. And I get out, and the car's missing the front bumper with California license plates on. And I'm like, this is strange.
Creepy.
This strikes me as odd. So me and Zach did some work, and it wasn't it, but it was still fun.
You mentioned the Hardy Boys. That reminds me of that episode of South Park with the Hardly Boys. Do you remember seeing that one? Anybody? No?
What are you doing watching TV?
Exactly. Was Wolf Blitzer on South Park that day?
What's that, Michelle?
Huh? Nothing.
Friend of Ruby. Or Move-a-roo.
Fan me.
Move-a-roo me.
I will not explain the South Park episode with the Hardly Boys. You can look that up yourself. But you got your crime-fighting duo there, sort of.
As the whole thing was progressing, I'm like, if this thing turns out to be the stolen car from California and I find it here in New Orleans, you know, I could make it on TV and might get a spot.
You're going to be famous.
I might get a spot on Accelerate Mipples or something.
Accelerate Nipples? What?
That's my version.
Oh.
Mipples. I think it's Mipples, too.
It's close enough. But thanks for that riveting story, Jeff.
It must have been a lot more exciting during the course of the goings on.
The discovery. I couldn't pull my ears away.
That's something that I would totally get into. Like if I saw something like that, I could see myself just getting completely obsessed and like the adrenaline and the energy that comes off of something. I could totally see that.
Oh, we were in the middle of them.
I wasn't asked to be part of it, so I don't care.
We were in the middle of the mall, and Zach
snapped.
I was in the middle of the
mall. Almost brushed you off.
Dude, she just, like,
she did.
Over you.
I'm trying to.
Right, Amanda just pointed. Amanda just pointed out in chat that she says, "You mean we? I was helping you find the car."
Well, it's everything is we now that they're married, right?
Yep.
What's hers is hers, and what's his is hers.
Didn't you know the money you make is really hers?
It's the royal we. That's what I meant. But anyways, so we are standing in the middle of the mall, and Zach calls me. He's like, man, can you get some pictures of this thing? So I'm like running out to the parking lot and, you know, taking pictures of all angles, trying to find the VIN. But it wasn't it.
Well, at least you tried.
At least we tried. Hey, I'm trying to do my best to fight some crime in this world.
Heck to the yes.
So which one of you was Parker Stevenson and which one of you was Leif Garrett?
I've never actually read the answer to that one.
Well, that's from the TV show. He was talking about a TV show that was on when we were kids, Jeff, and you were like a baby.
The A-Team?
No. The Hardy Boys had Parker Stevenson and Leif Garrett.
I'm pleading the Craig on this.
There actually was a
Nancy Drew show too. I just don't remember who played Nancy Drew. Wasn't Leif Garrett. All right, so
it was one of the Cassidys.
Oh, there was not David Cassidy. It was the other Cassidy.
Sean.
Yeah, Sean Cassidy.
Sean John.
Yeah.
Whoa! Look at the time, guys. Holy crap! We're running out of burning daylight here.
And so let's pause.
Uncomfortable silence. Crickets. Next.
Oh,
segment.
What's that?
Whoa, do you hear that? Warning. Someone's calling us on the roundabout
incoming
hotline,
message.
Ben, at 559 ROAB 411.
Incoming message.
What?
What number do they call to get a message to us?
They're
dialing
559 ROAB 411. Quick, answer it, but don't let them hang
sure
up on us.
Are you sure it's 559-762-2411?
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay. Oh, I think I missed it.
Dude, it sounds like a submarine was diving.
Or the Marlboro Man, like Mr. Stewart points out.
Did they leave a voicemail?
Let me see. Let me check the answer machine.
Boop! Hey, I was watching your guys' show, The Roundabout Show, on the computer.
Oh, that's the best place to watch it.
I would buy one of those shirts if there was a picture of Miss... I just saw a Miss Motormouth picture. So, what do you think of that? Bye.
Well, I think that's mighty arousing right there. We should have a... That is a very good suggestion. Don't you agree, Ben?
Why, I do, Craig.
And it wouldn't be too difficult for you to provide that via the Roab Emporium.
Not at all. I'd have to get the permission of one Miss Motormouth herself, Michelle Naranjo.
She can be quite moody.
She's a registered trademark of Miss Motormouth, Incorporated or something. Miss Marblemouth Incorporated.
Coffee's wearing.
You wouldn't want to get into any sort of kerfuffle over artwork, Ben.
That's so fun.
No,
that's
he
so
wasn't, Brenda Pretty.
Not again.
That caller sounded exactly like my best friend who asked me for a Miss Motormouth branded travel coffee mug.
Dude, she's calling in.
We have fan.
Well, she's in love with Craig.
Well, I don't blame her.
Y'all?
Everybody wants to be me.
That wasn't for you, Michelle. That was for your friend.
That was for my friend.
Well, she's even older than Michelle, right?
She's a married cougar.
She's actually vinegar.
She's 19 days older than me.
I thought she was about to say she's 19.
19. Wow.
I know Craig's ears perked up for the part of that sentence. And then
she's 19.
What's that now?
Succulent he's young older lamb than chops. So, well,
you know, this is a good occasion to mention.
Yes.
We do have some fan art t-shirts. And one of the reasons why we don't have a Miss Motormouth t-shirt is because we're pushing the fan art t-shirts, frankly. So we've been saying it's a limited time thing, and it is, isn't it, Craig?
Indeed it is, Ben. I believe there are only 14 days. That
14?
Is 2 weeks on the Gregorian calendar.
You're saying 1-4, not 4-0, 1-4 weeks
one,
left.
1-4
or wait,
days.
Days.
2 weeks.
Holy
let me get the calculator to do the hours. But they'll be gone as of the 10th of May. So if you have not gotten your Roundabout fan art t-shirt, get them now.
Warning.
Stock up, in fact.
Warning.
Because this, as we mentioned, it's a limited time offer. Now, if you are unfamiliar with the awesomeness of the fan art T-shirts, let me just bring you up to speed really quick on what they are. Several of our fans, namely Luke and Mirko over in Germany, have sent in a plethora of drawings that they've done both by hand and in Photoshop. And Ben has been gracious enough to plaster those on T-shirts for our wearing enjoyment. And
so
in fact,
very good of me.
I wanted to show you just how awesome some of our clothing can be. Because I'm wearing a roundabout T-shirt right now.
Why do I have this feeling that Ben has his dad in the garage with a screen printing machine?
Look at that muscularity right there and roundabout. See that? Did you get that, Ben?
Oh, my God. Look at those muscles.
Yeah.
Craig, you have a string hanging out of your shirt.
Where?
It's your arm.
Yeah. Oh, rim shot. I need a rim shot. Thank you.
So, Ben, what do you have on?
Nothing. He's not wearing his pants right now. When he's using the iMac, he can't wear pants.
This is really kinky.
Oh, man. I just tried to show you, and I crashed CamTwist, so our audience is now seeing black. That's what I've got
on. Sorry.
Is that a racial slur, Ben? We're taking an unfortunate turn here on Roundabout.
Well, I think this is Eric's territory.
Since Ben's crashed the server, I think it's time to wrap up the show.
Whoa, what do you know?
Hey, what a novel idea. Anyway, let's plug our stuff. Joel, what do you do for like a living or something?
I have a blog. I'm an auto blogger. I'm just kidding. I have a blog. It's just my name, joelfair.com. It's called Accelerate Minneapolis. I blog about
stuff. Oh, that's what that means.
Yeah. Yeah.
You could have told us earlier, frankly.
I apologize. I just didn't think to.
You beat me to that URL, too. I was going to buy that for something, but...
Actually, you and two other friends, they were going to try and turn into a porno site. Anyway.
But, Craig, it's a good thing you bought joelfetter.com.
I didn't. I was trying to, but somebody pipped me at the post, Michelle.
I bought it.
Pipped you at the post.
Anyway. I post car reviews and news and editorials and cars like that Corvette that's lifted, kind of like a redneck machine, you know.
Just all kinds of fun stuff.
All kinds of fun stuff. And the Roundabout Show once this is edited, of course.
Freaking sweet. That's like the best auto podcast around.
Well, second best.
Oh, you angered someone.
Whoa. Colin Bird is swooping in with his talons. He's going to... I don't know what.
He's going to pick you up like the mouse you are, Craig.
Oh.
Joel, you're also on Twitter, I understand.
That hurt, didn't it?
The real Joel Fetter.
I am on Twitter. It's Joel Fetter. And, of course, the other auto podcast that you just told about, the Auto Bird podcast with Colin Bird, Justin Lawyer, sometimes the real Mud Monster, you know. And obviously we're going to be talking about some Porsche impressions now when we record this week. And
So you are a regular on that show, I understand.
I started with Colin as a co-host, and we just recently added Justin Cadillac King 3 as a regular too. So
wow, that sounds like quite the circle. I mean, quite the circle of friends there.
It's a small, tight knit circle of friends.
So
you
to
do
speak.
What you can with what you have to work with.
Well, Joel, thank you, man, for joining us. Glad you could make it.
I will be on my knees begging again soon, I'm sure.
And we invite the opportunity for some cross-pollination here. It's awesome. So ooh, thank you for that.
That sounds kinky.
That was actually not a sexual euphemism, but...
What does Michelle do online?
She has a website of her own. I believe it's MissMotormouth.com.
I do. I have a site, MissMotormouth.com. I'm on Twitter. Joel, do you follow me, Miss Motormouth? I'm twitter.com/MissMotormouth.
What's the Twitter?
Miss Motormouth.
Oh, yes. I do believe I've retweeted you once or twice.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't think I follow you. And then...
I just felt my follower count go down.
I just felt something else go down.
I'm now apparently doing three shows, apparently, right?
Now that you've quit...
Sorry, that was the apparently buzzer.
Well, you're still on that car salad site, aren't you?
I did. No, I'm not. I did so well, though, Ben. Did you notice I was really trying not to say apparently today?
You did good. Very well, Michelle.
You need basically the basically.
I don't say basically. Essentially.
Essentially.
Cool.
Apparently, you don't say basically. Essentially.
Exactly.
So what about what are these three shows you're doing, Michelle, before we get sidetracked even more?
Craig just rolled his eyes.
Craig just died inside.
No, I am not with Car Salad anymore. I haven't been since November, Craig.
This is news to me. I've been going to Car Salad every week there, checking it out. But
I know, and nothing's new. I do a show on Tuesday nights, MingleMediaTV.com, Tuesday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern. It's a webcast.
It's dope, thing. Yo.
It's dope, yo. And I do the Roab show, of course, now, as always. And then on Thursday nights, I'm doing Autoline After Hours, whatever we're calling it, after party thing.
Cool.
The after party, you don't have to wear the pants to the after party.
And right. Well, you know, it's awesome.
You're quite
about
busy,
that.
But you get around, Michelle.
Well,
you're just a little internet harlot.
I realized this week that last week I was live on the air over 10 hours, and I don't know how radio people do it, like for 5 hours a day, 5 days a week. Like, I understand now. Well, that's true. My help.
Are you implying that we're cheap, Joel? I mean, what?
Oh, I expect my check in the mail. It's double the rate for the guest, right?
Yeah. Yes, you get the proceeds from our profits.
Sweet. So. Oh, well.
No. Michelle, thank you as always. You were a pleasure to have on the show, and you put up with my bullshit
without batting an eye. Oh, you're adorable, Craigie.
It's Craig-o, by the way.
Craigstifer.
Craigstifer. Eric, Rumblestrip, rumblestrip.net. We'll keep this short.
Blog.webrightstv.com and the Twitter is twitter.com/rumblestrip.
Anything else you'd like to plug? Anything else you'd like to drag out uncomfortably long?
Yes, but I'll refrain.
Thank you. Thank you for joining us as always. And Jeffrey Ross down in Florida, Autotropolis.
And on Twitter at Jeffrey N. Ross.
Actually, Autotropolis just recently started following me. It's crazy.
Holy crap.
Crazy.
Like a
crazy. Crazy.
I followed him back. He seemed like a good guy.
We're all right.
That's
nuts. Dude, it was crazy.
But so, next week, as I was going to show up Joel earlier for his Porsche Panamera, next week on Wednesday, I will be driving the Aston Martin DBS Carbon Black.
I have two words for you.
Beep, beep.
Mine starts with F and the other starts with a Y, but you can replace it with a U.
Well, Jeffrey.
A mystery to solve, I see.
He's a wordsmith, he is.
Sounds like a job for the Hardy Boys.
I'll get Zach on the phone, see?
And now we're 1920s gangsters.
I was trying to be Wario.
Oh, okay.
So you were trying to perpetuate anti-Semitic stereotypes?
Wow.
That's what he does. I'm telling you, it's all
come
code.
To my gold mine.
That's what his track is on the car on the Wii. Come on. Gosh.
I like money.
That's true. Even though he is the best. All right, before this goes any longer...
Energy, Craig, energy.
Before this goes any longer, visit our website, roundaboutshow.com, for more great content throughout the week, including links and show notes, which we'll have posted later in the week. Also, you can call us...
No, immediately. If you're watching this podcast, listening to this podcast, you can go there immediately. All the shows you saw, awesome.
Top of the line, awesome.
Shows. What I don't ever give me coffee again.
You
this
can also
is bad.
Call 1-559-ROAB-411. Again, that's 1-559-762-2411. And that's our Google Voice account. So please call in, leave us messages or hate mail, whatever you want. We'll play it. We're desperate.
What about like Colin?
That. What?
What about Colin?
Also on twitter.com/roundaboutshow, you can follow us there for all kinds of the breaking news updates. Follow us there. We're on Facebook as well, facebook.com/roundaboutshow.
And of course, I'll post it on mine.
Say again, Joel?
I'll post this, of course.
Of course.
Awesome. That's that cross-pollination I was talking about.
It's cross-pollination, dude. You know, you scratch my back and I'll scratch something. You're back.
Thank you for keeping that rated G.
And I want to mention one more thing.
Please do.
Craig's about to wrap this up, but I ask you desperately, take our survey.
I took it twice.
God bless you, Joel.
I took it twice. We need to get to 50 hits, and I will take that hideous, horrible, disgusting, repulsive banner off the website.
Excuse me, why? I have been taking salsa lessons, and I think it shows.
What is with the 50? I don't get the number.
It's a random number that's low that we could maybe hit. We set the bar.
Exactly. We're shooting 50 for anything.
We're a whisker shy, aren't we?
Wait, if I take you 50 times, will it disappear?
No, because that's one of the great things about PodTrack. They're legitimate. So I don't know how you were able to take it twice unless you did it from multiple internet connections.
What's it work, dude?
Well, there you go.
Remind me.
Wow, that hurts.
Remind me this week, Ben, and I'll promote it so that we can just get that damn thing off there.
I'll promote it too on my Twitter.
Michelle, it'll just get replaced by something more horrendous. So that may be dangerous.
I love the roundabout.
Just a sneak peek. We're working on a new T-shirt. 3 Craig Moon. That's all I'm going to say. 3 Craig Moon.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So before we drag the show out any longer...
Which we already did because you said that once. And then
I know.
Drug it out.
I am from the Department of the Redundancy Ministry, and I'm here to inform you that we're dragging the show out. Subscribe to us on the iTunes Store or join me and use the Zune Marketplace, whatever. Anyway, thanks to all of you out there listening. Join us again next week as we circle the roundabout. We'll talk to you then.
All right. I'm Joel from the frozen tundra of Twin Cities. I'm Joel Fetter.
You want to try that again?
I'm a slow reader.
I'm Ron
Joel, I'm
Burgundy.
So very Joel.
Joel.
Joel, I'm the Joelest, most Joel guy you'll find here today.
I should really read this shit before I say it.
We guarantee that it's finger-licking good, or rather, ear-licking good. And why wouldn't it be? Colonel Slanders himself personally supervises the cooking process.
Because you just
can't rush it. What?
I say.
Yes.
Sorry.
Fail.
Wah, wah.
You want me?
Producer Ben stands in to rape the intro.
Did you really want them to have to listen to this
twice? I forgot.
Twice?
Craig is so divorced of popular culture that he's never even seen Foghorn Leghorn.
I've heard of him. He was that racist chicken that walked around.